copy any audio on that. Try it again. WRQ, Houston, Explorer Mobile.
Yeah, I can hear you coming through. WSD, W327.
Good morning. Yeah, I didn't know if there was another station out there. I didn't hear them say anything. I just heard them key up.
Well, that must have been someone else. It wasn't me, but you had yourself a good morning. And WSD, W327.
All right, yeah, ETA, I'm just heading in the work here, so I'll be here for about 40 minutes. I'll be RQB 324.
Station 218. Station Alpha 218. This is WREG 418, copy.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
This is WRZP 208. Anybody know why 96 at Woodrow Exit is a parking lot? What kind of car accident you got going on?
I could help you, but I'm up here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Yeah, that's a little ways off of me. Thank you.
That travel safe. Sorry to hear you're in a park. parking lot, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring the frequency.
WRYD 421 mobile.
Station 835. You sounding good? This is WIUG 488. Copy.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, loud and clear, sir.
Thank you, Sheboygan County. I appreciate the radio check, WSCC 835.
Have a good one, 835. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Radio check out there. This is WIUC. Wait, copy.
WSCC 835, copy. Thank you for the radio check, sir.
What is your location, sir?
WSCC 835, Livonia.
You're sounding good. I heard you earlier on the 600, but the 600 is not connected together with this radio. And I don't know your first time on this radio or not. Yeah, I heard you, and I tried to get back to you. I couldn't get back anyhow. Roger. And this is Jack, WIUG 288.
Thank you, 288. I was trying two different repeaters on a smaller handheld radio, just trying to see which one to actually communicate with the repeater. I do appreciate your time. WSCC 835.
WRVI 442, checking handheld radio.
442, WSCC 835, copies loud and clear. Livonia.
Location, Chesterfield.
Copy, Chesterfield.
Five, you still out there? I don't know how long you had your license, but there's a MI8.systems, and it tells you exactly how many repeaters on this machine. It's about 7 repeaters, which is Sheboygan, Sheboygan, Flint, Saginaw, and all the a few other places. There's 2 of them in Detroit. 625 and 675, that's Detroit. But I explained to you everything. Roger?
Roger, I did just obtain my license and I'm setting up radios new into the Amateur Radio Club. Pretty excited to get going on it. I have a couple of accounts online that are looking up repeater information. Thanks for the tip. I'm going to be signing off WSCC 835.
Yeah, no problem. Welcome to GMRS anyhow. My name is Jack. If you need any more help, I'll be glad to help you out with no problem at all. WIED 48.
Thank you, Jack. My name is Tom, and I will probably end up taking you up on that as some of the information is a little confusing, but yeah, I'll get back to you if I need anything, and I appreciate the assistance.
I'm on the base station, and I'm on the reality TB20G, if you want to know that. It was the reality TB20G, and I'm on the Harvest PC200. I got everything out of Amazon. That PC200 is only $95 if you want a base station. And it's a TB20G. I think they have it on sale now. It's only 20 watts. But it doesn't give out, I'm not going to give out 20 watts, maybe less, you know, 18 or 16 or something like that. Anyhow, it's on Amazon too, and they might have it on sale. I heard the lifetime it was on sale for $83. So, whatever you like to do, it's your choice. WIEG for 88, clear.
Yeah, I did, I'm using the MTX575, which is a 50-watt truck-mounted. Got into GRMS specifically for truck-to-truck communications during overlanding and off-roading. And I'm just branching out now that I realize how wide a range you can get. I have been checking into some base stations and the possibility of maybe even getting into setting up my own repeater, as it is kind of a fun tool to use. My handhelds I'm using are the UV5Rs from Baofeng. Not the greatest range, but with some antenna changes, they do pretty good. But yeah, I'm broadcasting from the Livonia area and getting pretty good signal and pretty good reception from people. I'm going to be killing my radio to go back inside now that I've got some tests done. I got to get back on the internet, do a little bit more research. I appreciate your time. WSEC 835. Out.
Another thing I want to tell you about that bullfing. If you have I don't know what kind of antenna you have on it, but it's sounding good now, but when you go inside, it's going to be a difference. I have my UV5R2, and it has a Nagoya 771G. Roger. It's not readable at all. I don't know if you heard me or not. This is WIUG 48.
Station 835 in Livonia. This is WRCY 565 in Madison Heights. Do you have a copy, sir?
WSEC 835 does have a copy for Madison Heights from Livonia.
Am I speaking with Tom?
Yes, sir.
Good. Is it morning or afternoon? I don't even know what time it is. Oh, it's still morning. My name is Donald. I live in Madison Heights, and been around GMRS for a while. I'm trying to get your call sign into my logbook for future considerations there. And is it Whiskey Sam Charlie 835, or am I screwing it up?
Whiskey Sam Echo Charlie 835.
WSEC 835. Got it. Thank you. My call sign is William Charlie Robert Yankee, I think. WRCY 565, and I've been on GMRS since like 1978, so I'm an old guy, and I just love this new technology and these link networks. Yeah, if you have any issues, you can always look me up as well. You have a good afternoon. Enjoy the enjoy the hobby. I mean, you know, I've been around, like I say, since 78, so it's a fun hobby, and with the new link system, pretty much talked from Ohio up into the UP. We had a gentleman from Sault Ste. Marie chime in the other day. But, yeah, we're more than willing to help you. Have a great day. Enjoy the hobby. WRCY 565, clear.
565, I appreciate that. You guys are so helpful. I appreciate it, and I am looking forward to the hobby and getting another friend of mine, a couple other friends of mine into it as well. I'm going to be inside doing some research, just in case I don't hear you on the handheld. But I appreciate everybody's help. WSEC 835, signing off.
WRPS 211 mobile signal check.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir. WIZ 544.
Copy that. Appreciate it. WRPS 211. Out.
You bet. Keep doing what you're doing. You're sounding good, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring frequency.
Radio check on handheld, please.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. I have you readable and crystal clear, roger.
Roger that, thank you very much. WSEC 835, LaVonia, Michigan.
Enjoy your day. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring the frequency.
WRYV-421 mobile.
I got a minute to call and say hello. WRCY 565, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Donald. How does the day treat you?
Day is treating me well. I've gotten caught up on just about everything, and I really don't have anything to do until I have to jump in the shower, shave, clean up my act, and go out on Friday night date night.
That sounds fun. Yeah, I took the day off of work today, so I had to go see my parents and take care of a few things, help them out a little bit, and I'm heading home now. And I got to mow the lawn because you haven't given me a good reason to avoid it.
Well, today's the day to mow it because it's a nice, cool, breezy day. In the past, 2 weeks, we've had so much heat and humidity. I mean, my goodness, anybody goes out and cuts the grass. It's crazy, regardless if you're in your 20s or in your 60s like me. I mean, I wouldn't have even gone out and cut it for 2 weeks if I was living on, you know, my own property and not on a senior campus where I get all those nice things done now for me. But I have allergies.
Yeah, I don't have anything else going on later. Probably just gonna sit around, putz around a little bit, maybe get a few more stations programmed into my radios. Yeah, I know it sounds boring, but yeah.
Well, on Sunday, I don't know exactly what my significant other and I are going to be doing to stay out of trouble, but if we're not going to be too busy and we're just going to like lounge around at her place up in Chesterfield, I'll probably sit down and start mapping out frequencies to put in my radios, because I have yet to put a frequency in my AM radio. I don't even have the software loaded in my computer yet, so I'll start working on that. I'm still waiting on my call sign. I paid the fee around 5 o'clock yesterday, and it could take up to a day or two. So I you'll say, well, let me know when you get your call sign. I want to be your first call. Look, I'm in no hurry to be anybody's first call, let alone, you know, somebody be my first call. I still got other stuff I got to do, you know, time spent on other projects. And just yesterday I wrapped up the affairs of my mother's estate, so that's now closed. We have closure on that and everything. So yeah, little by little, I mean, the pressure of things, getting other things done other than getting a ham ticket, are falling by the wayside.
Yeah, see now why I haven't asked you for your call sign?
Well, I mean, the check is in the mail. That's how I look at it, because I've already paid them. Like I said, I paid them around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I got the email at 3. It arrived at 3. I saw it around 4. By the time I got up, caught up to get it back to them, it was around 5. So, I mean, you know, it's just a matter of the waiting game. And when it gets here, it gets here. I know I passed. I know I paid my money. And, you know, when it happens, it happens. I mean, I got other things to keep me out of trouble. There's other things I have to do. Yeah, the closure of my mother's estate and affairs is over with. Thank God. That was 7 months or 8 months of a lot of no fun stuff. But, you know, little by little, and then Like I say, Sunday, if I'm not busy, I'll start programming my Wuxon and then set up the mapping for my Motorolas, because I've only got to do one Wuxon and I've got to do 5 Motorolas. So, yeah, it's going to take time, but all in good time, it'll happen.
I'm glad you got that done for your mom's stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we also had to sell the house, you know, that she lived in for 75 years. Yeah, something like that, 75, 76 years. And, you know, it was the house that I grew up in. So there's all the little things where you have to, you know, with estates and probate and all this and that, you got all those little T's you have to dot and the I's you have to cross to get all this stuff done. And, you know, thank God for electronics now, because gather paperwork and gather signatures, and my brother being in Florida, I mean, can you imagine having to mail stuff to Florida to get your brother's actual signature on something? No, everything's electronic now. You just have to verify who you are with certain bits of information and a fingerprint. And then they can do everything electronically. You know, you just go in there and click, and your signature's there. Click, your signature's on that document, you know. And it makes it easier, but it's still time-consuming.
Yeah, sorry I had to cut it short on that. I was in a pocket where I had to pay attention to my car because I drive a manual, so that's kind of a pain in the butt. But yeah, so you already got your Wuxon UV9DX then. I have that same radio, and I used Chirp for mine, so it was pretty simple to actually change the frequency range for the UHF side to include GMRS. It wasn't difficult at all. I'm pretty happy with the radio. It's literally the only radio where I can actually hit the Troy repeater from my house. So, yeah, it's a fine radio. And, yeah, cool. Yeah, let me know how you like it. I know you have the UV9G, so it's probably not going to be any different, but, yeah.
Well, the PX ham radio is my third radio. I started with the GMRS Pro, which was version 1. Then I got the version 2, which is the GX model, which I'm actually talking to you on right now. And I'm on high power to Detroit's repeater because my line of sight is better to Detroit than it is anywhere else. And then, the main reason is the menu, the mapping, is all the same that was in my previous 2 GMRS radios. That was the reason why I got that radio. Plus, it's 8 watts. And the Bofang that a friend, if you want to call him a friend, because I hate Bofangs, got me as a bit of a gag gift. That thing's only 3 watts, and it's basically useless. So, I'm looking forward to the programming of it. I don't have Chirp. I don't have the cable. I might have to invest in that. I don't know. We'll see. But, in order to expand it. But when I buy a radio, I usually use the actual company software because I trust that more than anything else.
Very cool. You making it out to out there in the morning tomorrow?
I plan on being at the Ram's Horn, unless something happens overnight. I mean, I'll be up in Chesterfield tonight, and in the morning, my significant other has to go out to Orchard Lake, and she kicks me to the curb here in Madison Heights, and then she drives off to Orchard Lake. I go to breakfast with all the guys, and then when she comes back from Orchard Lake, she'll, you know, connect me to the bumper and drag me up to Chesterfield for the rest of the weekend.
Sounds sounds good, yeah. I'll try and make it. I'm not 100 on it yet, but I'll see if I can make it. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, I'm getting close to home, so hopefully I'll make it in the morning, and I'll see you there. We'll have a chance to talk a little bit more about my plans, because I just talked to my dad. He's got a really good guy who might be able to help me get the antenna up a little bit higher for my base station at home, so I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know when that might happen, because the guy is apparently very busy, but it would be nice to get that done and finally be able to hit more than just 625. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, they say height is might, so the higher up you can go, the better. And once you're at that point, you know, I can, like I say, I stand on my balcony, and people ask me how high my antenna is, and I said, oh, it's about 90 feet up in the air. I'm standing on a balcony, and the microphone to my radio, my handheld, is actually 5 feet from the ground to where my shoulder or my, you know, my mouth is, so, you know. So everybody thinks I got a 90-foot antenna. No, I'm standing up on a balcony on the 9th floor, or on the 8th floor, excuse me.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not sure how high I can go there if I put it on the roof of the house. I'm taking a guess here. It's going to be probably somewhere around maybe 20 feet. I don't know. I can't. I'd have to do the math, but that should help because the homes in my neighborhood are a little bit taller than usual. So I'll take it. It can't be worse than it is now. I mean, not that it's bad, but...
Well, as long as it's under 200 feet overall, that includes any masting and the tip of the antenna, if you're at 199 feet, you're good. If you hit 200, you got to light it up like a television tower so nobody hits it.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I'll keep you posted on that. I'm almost home, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll chat. This is WRYB 421, and I'll be clear on your final, Donald. You have a good day and a good weekend if I don't see you.
Not a problem at all. Make the best of it, and, you know, in a sense, you picked a good day to cut the grass, because, like I said, there's no heat and humidity, so. All right, we'll catch up with you. Maybe we'll see you in the morning. Again, the time we get there is about 8:30, and again, it's the Ram's Horn on DeQuinder between 12 and 13. Have a good one. WRCY 565, we're clear for now.
WRMZ 640, hey, Don.
Go ahead.
I understand congratulations are in order. Did you get your new numbers yet?
First part of your question is thank you or I appreciate it. And second part is no, I have not. I just put the check or, you know, made the payment yesterday at 5 p.m. And I'm really in no hurry to get it done. Because I still got a few things that I got to tie up this weekend. And I mean, if you heard me talking to the other gentleman, I have the radio that I want to use, the initial radio, and I haven't even, the only thing I've done to it is assemble the radio and it's sitting in the charger, charging on the, and getting the battery initialized. I haven't even set out a programming map or anything. If I have time on Sunday, that's what I'm going to do, and start to get stuff written down so I can get the, programmed into the computer and then start programming the radio. I work harder now than when I'm retired than I did when I was working. So it's just a matter of taking care of all the things like I said earlier, dotting the T's and crossing the I's.
Very good. Yeah, those 7550s you have, that is a great radio also, because that will cover everything that you want to do. It will keep you here, and it'll put you there, and it's type accepted all the way across the board, which will make it real, real nice.
Well, like I said to many of people, my history since 1978 has been just the UHF band, 440 to 490, and because I use, you know, commercial business frequencies and other aspects with like things like auto racing and stuff like that. So the work sound that I have bought was just to add the 2 meter. If not, I would have never even, or not, did I say 2 meter? Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking to something else. Anyway, too many numbers in my head. But yeah, if I was just going to stick to 70 centimeter and other DMR-capable frequencies in the UHF band, I would have never even bought the Wooksan. But I have a lot of people that say you're going to talk a lot on Wooksan on the 2 meter band, so you might as well get it. So that's what I did. I bought the sister radio to the GMRS model.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, just for knowledge, I don't talk too much in 2 meters. I got a bunch of them that will do it, but I just don't. Just happy here. I guess this is where all the people I know hang out. So I just kind of hang around here. So, but 2 meters is fun. 2 meters definitely travels farther, definitely penetrates a lot more things, and a lot more forgiving. So that's fun. And then, of course, you know, 6 meters too. I guess they got a repeater down south somewhere. I have hit that a couple times, never really talked on it. And 220. So go have fun. With that, I'm gonna let you go. Just pulling into the office, and I'm pretty sure I'll see you tomorrow. Right now, about 90% I'm gonna be there, so we will chat then.
Yep. Like I say, I plan on being there as well, but in closing, I'm just going to say this. I did this for, you know, in a small way, getting the monkey off my back. I did it for Professor Don, who we lost back at the end of May. And, anything beyond outside of UHF, I'm not really interested in having, but I'm using it mainly for the DMR expansion, which I already have in my Motorolas, but so we'll see. I mean, I'm going to look at getting the General, but will I go there? I don't know. I'll think about it after the Labor Day weekend, because I need something to do during the winter months to keep me out of trouble. So, all right, you have a good day, and we'll be around listening. WRCY, thank you. Am I ever tired? WRCY 565, thank you again for the congrats.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, DMR side, too, is an absolutely fantastic repeater there. VMI5 system, get a chance, send them an email or a group or however they want to do it nowadays and get on their list. Basically, it's to make sure you're on their email list. So if, they grant you permission, but if they tie it up for an emergency or some special event or something like that, they'll send you off an email once in a great while, hey, stay off talk group 2 or stay off talk group 1 or something of that nature. So, but the central emergency network, whatever, Seaman, but talk group 5-1, talk group 5-2. So get yourself on that. They got interlinked repeaters all over the state, so that's a good place to start. Chat later. Yeah, I'm going to get the right call sign, WRMZ 640. See you tomorrow.
Yep, I am on the Motorola MI8, or not, again, too many numbers and too many letters, the Motorola My Turbo DMR system here in the state. I've been on that now for about 4 years. Just like I said, this is just an extension with the MI5 group and so on and so forth.
So, all right, have a good day. Good talking to you. Just enjoy the beautiful weather. No more rain for a while. WRCY 565.
SAG-266 mobile. WSAG-266 mobile.
WIUG.8, Jack, you out there?
Oh yeah, bud.
WIUG.8, Jack, you out there, buddy?
Ben Forger, buddy.
Roger, Dodger. WSCW 983 standing by.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
WSCI 392, WSCI
732. This is 783, go ahead. Near the house?
What?
You ready to go?
No.
Are you taking your bike this time?
We just got our training wheels off and we've been riding. So. All around the neighborhood getting
bad
squeeze
notes on those
with a mayor.
You're pretty staticky. I can't really make out what you're saying.
And I don't.
Then,
this is
WSCI 392.
Not clear after your final.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow. WSCI 783. I'm clear.
Today?
Tomorrow.
WSCI 670 for radio show. You're all loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the feedback. Got a new system in the garage that I just installed, the Midland 575 series. Not bad. As far as the rigging up or whatever, but the antenna's in a weird place, but 50 watts, I figured, shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah,
probably.
Ed. How you doing?
Okay, Jeff, how about yourself?
Getting around to wrapping up the workday here, and otherwise doing all right. You're coming in with a little bit of interference today. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I can still more or less understand what you're saying. But yeah, the GO2. Nope, I could not make out what you said at all that time. Are you in an unusual place in the house, or are we just maybe having bad atmospheric conditions?
I'm reaching you loud and clear. Answer from the McCollum repeater. I'll try the Troy repeater and see if that helps. Over.
All right, switching over to the Troy repeater, WRVG829, clear on this frequency.
This is
WSBRG84,
come in. This is WRVG829. Hey, Jeff, I want to test out my EMP. Right now, I'm just using my grid here. But I would plug that in. I want to see if you can hear me well.
Hey Joe, can we switch over to the Troy 575 before you do that? The McComb repeater is really noisy for me today for some reason.
Copy, will do, switching over.
WRVG 829, clear this frequency.
Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788 monitoring from Bay City Saginaw area.
WSBU 344 here. Any tower owners out there hear anything about GMRS not being able to be linked via the net anymore?
I heard the FCC sending out letters here and there. I don't think they can legally make you stop, though.
see. Thank you.
WSAX 712 on air and monitoring. WRWS 538 monitoring.
WSDJ 347 monitoring your channel.
WSDW 2138.
This is WSDI 78.
Copy.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're wall to wall.
Yep, same thing.
You are right. It's 725.
Yeah, 725. That's the front repeater we're hitting.
Yeah, probably won't be able to hit this one down by my house.
So I'll be interested to see when you get back home which one you're going to hit.
Well, I just learned how to do it, so that's helpful.
Well, you have to give me some feedback from Pam and Nate about the dinners you're bringing them tonight.
I can tell you one thing, it sure made my truck smell good inside.
That's probably that honey butter.
Yeah, it must be. Something smells sweet.
All right, well, I'll be listening for you when you get home for a shout-out. This is WSDI 73 on Clarion, your final.
WSDW 213, clear.
WSBM 924, monitoring.
WSCI 392, looking for WSCI 782. 783. WSTI-392 Mobile.
WSAX-712 on air and monitoring.
WSBJ-347, standing by.
Can you hear me? This is WSBJ-713 to unit 1. Yes, can you hear me? WSBJ-713 to unit 1, ZIP, can you hear this? I'm all filled up. If you replied back, I couldn't hear you. If I'm coming in clear, try again.
WSDJ-347, monitoring the channel.
WSCS 684.
7. Auto radio check. Test, test, test.
You're sounding good on Frankenmuth. This is Doug in Frankenmuth, and you're coming in on the Mayville machine.
W574, listening.
Station 574, go ahead.
This is 574, how is my signal?
Say that one more time, call sign. This is WRUG 38. I don't hear 574, but I don't know the rest of it. Station 574. Yeah, say all your call sign first. Please.
This is 574. I'm having trouble with my signal right now. I'm currently on a Baofeng UV 5G, and you know, this isn't the best radio. The antenna that comes with it. So yeah, I was just trying to see if I can reach anybody in my current location. I'm almost in a basement area, so I was just trying to see if I can still reach the repeater or not. It seems like I can. And this is WRAW 574.
Five seven four. You're on the repeater, exactly. You're sounding good, but you're fading out. So I don't know what you said. The Baofeng and radio, is that right?
Yes, that was a Baofeng UV5G, and yeah, this is an antenna that comes with it. This radio was under, I think, $40, so yeah, it's a real mystery. I'm currently in Highland Park, and yes, I'm on the receiver. Where's your location?
I tell you one thing about this radio. I have a few phone rings, and the antenna you should get is Nagoya 771G. It'll be good for that now because you're fading out and all that stuff. And I'm over here in Pontiac. Where your location at?
I'm currently in Highland Park. I've heard of the Nagoya antenna. I haven't bought one before. I have a signal stick antenna, but that thing is pretty tall, so it's not really a portable I can carry around unless I like stop somewhere. But I just have this antenna on, this stubby antenna, and I had it on my hip, and I just decided to make a call. But yeah, Highland Park.
Sure. Well, I'm here at Pontiac. If you want to write that down, Nagoya 771G, it's on Amazon, like $20, that antenna. And it will get you better. I have the same one you have, 5G, and I have that Nagoya antenna on it. Roger?
Yes, I've seen the Nagoya antenna before. I heard about a bunch of knockoffs. I think that's probably a good one, it's kind of hard to tell. But, yeah, I'm going to check that out and see about the Nagoya antenna. Yeah. Or the Abree tactical antenna, the one that folds up and down.
A Nagoya 771G. When it comes in, just make sure on that antenna, the 462, it says on it, 462. That is original Nagoya 771G. Roger.
Yeah, so I'm going to check out the Nagoya antenna. I wrote that down, Nagoya 771. I forgot the other numbers that you need to look for to see if it's real or not, but yeah, there's definitely a bunch of big Nagoya antennas. I have a signal stick antenna. Yeah, that one works pretty good. It's very flexible, and it'll still go back in a straight line, which is pretty awesome. That antenna is more than radio, I think. But have you heard of that? A single stick antenna?
I never heard of that antenna. And like I said, all my radios and the Bullfinger radios, they all got Nagoya 771G. That is the best antenna they got out there. If you want to get out really good without fading or, you know, scratches or anything like that. Mark my word. So it's up to you. You do what you want, you know. Roger?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to definitely check on the Nagoya antenna. And the signal stick is kind of a ham antenna, so you probably haven't really heard about it, GMRS, but it works pretty good. It was the same frequency, almost no difference. Yeah, I'm going to for sure check on the Nagoya antenna, and this is WRAX 574. I'm going to clear the receiver for now and continue walking through.
Okay. The GMRS, you don't need, except for you, you don't need to use the ham antenna. That antenna I was telling you about, it's a good, look, I'm not out there making money out of this antenna, nothing like that. I don't even know who these people are, but I tested them, and that's what it came out. So except for you, you know what I mean? And and I'm over here at Barnick, and you are over there at Holland Park. I know you're on 625 repeater, correct?
That's correct. I'm on 625. I did have the, I forgot. It's just a few frequencies up. The other repeater, I was kind of hearing it. It was a little, it's very staticky. It's way too far, wherever it is. But, yeah, I'm definitely on 625 right now.
Because I've been licensed 2 years ago, so I know you know what the fade out and all that, and I know you're on the handheld and everything. That's the reason why I was telling you that. And I know you're, I'm on 675 on Mount Clemens repeater. And if you know, if you're new for GMRS, check this website if you like. You got a pen?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
MI-8, number 8, systems, with an S at the end. Just put that down, and you'll see how many repeaters, they all connect to those repeaters, all the way to Spokane. There's about 7 repeaters out there. They all connect together. And every time you talk from Holland Park, they'll hear you here at Sheboygan. And I don't know if you know what Sheboygan is or not. And this is WIET 88.
Okay, yeah, I for sure heard, this is for sure a network repeater. I've heard different people from different locations or different states as far away as, like, in Kentucky or something. I don't know if it was on this repeater or if it was a ham one I was listening to. But I'm going to for sure check out mi8systems.com and look at the other repeaters there are and see about that. This is WRAW574.
Do that, it's better. There's a few rules over there how to do it. And if you're calling somebody, call up his cosign, then after you finish from his cosign, that is not there on MI-8. And call up your cosign next. That way somebody know you're calling somebody. Roger. And this is WIUG, 88.
WSDJ, 347. Monitoring channel. Get a copy on this channel.
WRE, do you have a copy?
Anyhow, welcome to GMRS. My name is Jack. Okay, and if you need any help with your antenna and all that stuff, give us a shout. I will be glad to help you out. Roger.
Yeah, WIUG. Yeah, I'm for sure looking to the Goya antenna. I don't know if it's me as well anymore or if I'm cutting out. But I am currently using the for it right now. So I feel it's here because my signal is going to continue to set out. This is WIW574.
You're cutting off a little bit. Anyhow, good to talking to you, and we'll talk again anytime you like. WIUG 88.
WRYB421.
Now, where you been? This is WIUG 488. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I've been hiding. I've been listening to you.
Please say hello. Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jack?
Well, I'm doing good. It's a lot of work. A lot of work, you know, backyard work and cut the grass and do this and do that. Then I had to go cut my daughter grass, and that's what it is.
Oh, boy. How's the garden go this year?
Tell you, I haven't seen no garden. This is the first year I've seen a lot of cucumbers, a lot of tomatoes, a lot of jalapenos, and squash. Roger.
Great, man. Sounds good, man. You planted a really good garden this year.
An excellent garden this year. I don't even know what to do with the cucumbers. I took them, I gave some to the neighbor, and I gave some to this guy and some to that guy. Made everybody happy. Roger.
Hey, Roger. So, other than that, how you been doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You know, I was climbing. Climbing ladder, getting the cucumber, and I fell down with the ladder.
Well, you're doing okay after that.
I'm okay. You know, I just hurt a little bit. That's about it. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Jack, man, you gotta take it easy a little bit, don't you? Sit down, get the shade, have a glass of wine, and have a margarita.
Yeah, you're right about that. You gotta take it easy when you get to 70 years old. Roger, and this is WIUG 48.
Years on me. I'm only 65, Jack. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and my wife went, hey, Jack's out there, talk to him.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me. And tell her thank you for telling you that, too. Roger?
She said, you're welcome. And yeah, Jack, I'm going to get on out of here. It's good in talking to you, buddy. And I'm glad your garden went great this year and everything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And thank you for talking. And thank you for chit-chat with me. WIUG 48.
All right, WIUG 48, WRKR 630, we're out. WSDJ 347, monitoring channel.
WRUT 488, this is WRYD 421, copy.
WRW-2783 for radio check.
WSDJ-347, I got a copy on you. Breaking up there again. Can you try again?
Thank you for that, 347. How am I sounding?
Sounding pretty good over here. Sounds pretty loud.
Okay, thank you for that. I was just testing the different areas in the house. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Not a problem. How's this radio sound? Any good?
Oh, you're really clear out here. I'm in West Winfield. Where are you?
I'm out here in Shelby Township. Shelby Township.
You're sounding loud and clear, 347. Thank you. WRW-2783.
WSDG-347, no problem.
WSWD-200, monitoring.
WSDS-386, monitoring. Radio check.
WSDJ-347. I didn't hear get your call sign, but I heard you in there.
Yep, I got you.
WSDW-200. WSDW-200, then we have a cap.
WSDJ-347, I got a copy on you.
Copy that. Just returning home from land. Indianapolis, honeymoon.
All right, for the honeymoon.
Wasn't much different than Michigan, but a little different.
You got to get a little bit of time to get away.
That's a fact. Michigan is not my favorite place right now.
I'm transferring from the Flint area.
Roger on the Flint area, down here in Shelby Township.
Roger that.
I'm down in West Flint in Lake County.
I'll be monitoring. Just getting back in the town. Thanks for the radio check.
No problem. Enjoy the honeymoon.
WSBW 200 over.
WSDJ 347 standing by.
WSBW 200 monitoring.
Hey 200, what's your location?
I am just crossing under Belsey Road, 59.
I'm west of Detroit on the 65 repeater. I'm picking you up loud and clear. WSBS 386.
Wow. I heard this 725 or 65 is a very good channel. A lot of people use it, and it extends a long way out. Over.
I'm 15 and a half miles from it, but it is on a high rise in downtown Detroit.
So are you on 625 or 725? Over.
I'm on 625.
Copy. Isn't that the MI-8 is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's on MI-8.
Yeah, great repeater. Whoever put it together did a good job. We hear people from all over, even Ohio, Indiana. Really good reception from over the street.
Well, the good thing about the 65 is it's very high up on a very tall building downtown.
Yeah, so they're all linked together. Is that correct? Transcend from one repeater to the other.
Correct. They're all linked through the internet somehow.
Yeah, I'm brand new GMRS. Got my call sign 2 weeks ago, so fully learning. And meeting some nice people out there. Over.
I've only been out here since March, so I don't have that much more time than you. I'm still learning, too. Over.
It was nice to see that you could get the GMRS for $35 instead of taking the hand class, but I'm happy with this. Still get across. Still talk to me.
Yeah, I actually got this because I had some property up north, and the cell phone service was pretty spotty, so I got this for me and my kids so we could talk and be legal and whatnot.
Yeah, I copy that. These radios are amazing for 5-watt radios, handheld. I do have two 45-watt Motorola's. I gotta get these, but these 5-watts are...
I'm 15 miles away from the repeater on a handheld, sitting on a chair in my front yard. So, yes, they're great.
You, Baofeng, or what kind of radio are you using?
I have the Radiodities, or however you pronounce it. And I also have a mobile one in my Jeep that's 25 watts.
Is the Radiodity, great. Is this the, like, a cell tower?
I didn't make that out. The repeater cut in to announce the time.
Oh, I know what that is. That's Rapid Radio. That's the cell coverage nationwide. Well, for the United States. But yeah. I'm on Fry Radio 88. Seems to be the best radio. I bought two Radtels, but they're not as good as this radio.
I think those Rapid radios use the satellite network like the old Nextels used to, but these Radiodities, you can get ham ones, you can get GMRS ones. They're pretty much just like Baofengs, but a little step up.
Yeah, I started out with the Baofengs, but I never could understand how they hit the repeaters. I got these things. Just wasn't happy with them. We run a security company up here in Flint, Michigan, trying to figure out privacy channel. I don't know if that's possible on a repeater or not.
I have a set of the UV 5Rs, and I can't talk on the repeaters with them because there's a setting missing on them. So that was why I got the Radiodities.
Yeah, the UV 5Rs aren't true GMRS radios.
They're missing the direction setting, so you can't, you can listen to the repeater, but you can't talk through them. It was the problem I had, anyway.
This is WSCW200. I'm losing you. I'm in the Davidson area now. But it's good talking to you. I'll be standing by.
All right, take care. Good talking to you too. WSBS 386 clear.
monitoring.
Hey, 200, this is 386, you're still coming in loud and clear. I couldn't make out most of what you said. You came out very weak. This is WSTS 386 in Westland on a Detroit computer.
Just putting on W200 out of Davidson, Michigan, monitoring. WSDG 444, who's ever doing that radio check, I copied you. Over.
Thank you, I'm trying out a new antenna. I appreciate the comeback, WSDS 386.
No, you sound loud and clear, man. WSDG 444 out.
Thank you for that, WSDS 386 clear.
Station 847. This is WIUG 48, copy. All right, try it one more time. Station 847. Station out there, 847. This is WIUG 48, copy. That's right. Later on today, WIUG 48 clear. WIUG 48, go ahead.
Hey Jack, it's Mike, WRVA 982, how are you doing this evening?
Well first, good evening Mike, how are you sir?
All right. So they got the Detroit up again, so I figured I'd throw my call out.
Yes, no problem. A few other people they were, but now they quiet a little bit down. Roger.
Yeah, it comes and goes. But yeah, just kind of, I was out in the garage doing some stuff, and now I'm back in the house. And updating my MacBook, so yeah, that's the level of excitement we're looking at for Friday evening here.
You're absolutely right. I was out there to clean up the garage a little bit, do this, do that, straight that up, you know, fill up the cooler, the garage cooler with water and a couple of beers. And that's about it for now.
Yeah, gotta have the important stuff.
Yes, it is, sir. Yeah, no problem at all, but what can you do? You have to work that garage the right way to move around a little bit. And I have a few things. You know, you got a big lawnmower going in, and you got a, you know, a small car going in for my daughter's daughter. She lives in Troy, but her car is going to be stored here, and that's why.
Right, yeah, if you got the room for it, you know, go for it. Yeah, my garage is, if there were nothing else in it, I could put a car in there, but we don't put cars in there. We just store lawn stuff. My radio stuff's out there, some of it. I got a bench out there, so it's really just for that kind of stuff. It's a detached space from the house, so I can go do stuff and not, you know, I just be out of the way of the wife, I guess.
Sure, you're right. Detached garage, that is the best thing. I don't have that. I got to walk in the cold or hot to get in the garage. By the time you get to the garage, it's very warm. Past 2 weeks. And this is WIUG, grade 8.
Yeah, I keep putting it off, but I got to... So when they built my detached garage, they put insulation in the ceiling. So like the attic part, I guess it's real hot, but I don't really store anything up there. So there's like a ceiling part, like where they hook the overhead door and stuff like that too. And that's insulated, but the walls, for some reason, they didn't put insulation in those. So in the summer, it gets hot in there. In the winter, it just weeps heat out. So I gotta, you know, get some insulation and then eventually get some drywall and then eventually, and unfortunately that means I gotta pull a bunch of stuff off the walls to do it, and that's why I've been putting it off.
Sir, I know what you're saying. My garage, they put an insulation, but they didn't insulate the top of the garage. They left it open. So when it gets warm, I guess it gets warm. When it gets cold, and that's the way this garage is. It's all insulated from the side, all over, but not the top.
So it sounds to me like if we put my garage's ceiling and your garage's wall together, you'd have an insulated garage. That's too funny.
Sure, you're absolutely right.
But that's what I'm looking at. You know, I was gonna do it this year, and then I just didn't. So at some point, it just gotta get done. You know, if I wanna be able to use that thing. Now, keep in mind, I got a heater out there, like a propane heater, in the winter. But you know, I could save a bit of money if it just held on to some of the heat. You know, because unfortunately, it's like you're dumping a bunch of, you know, we're going to get the tanks refilled all the time. It's costing money.
A couple of years ago, I bought that heater, you know, the one of them stand, not the big one, the small one, where they take a little propane, and that propane, it really, the prices was just unbelievable, $6 for a little container of propane. So I decided to, you know, do it a different way, get a bigger propane tank. But every time you turn it on there, it gets warm a little bit, and after maybe 10, 15 minutes, it gets cold because the top is not insulated.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, with mine, I decided not to mess with those smaller ones. I was like, I'm not going to be borrowing the tank off the grill for this. So I bought a 30-pound, you know, one of those bigger, I think it's 7-gallon. I forget how much goes in there. I think it's 7-gallon propane tanks. And, you know, that was not cheap, but I got one. And, you know, it cost me, the propane usually between, like, you know, this past winter it was actually pretty good, but the one before that was a little expensive. It was a load of it 4s per gallon, and this past winter was, like, in the low 3s, so it was a little better, but yeah, if that goes up again, that's going to be painful. It's going to cost, you know, a bit more to use the garage. I won't be out there as much. But if I insulated it, it wouldn't be that problem, right? WRVA92.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. You're 100% right. If it's that way, I usually, when I go in the garage, put the portable heat, you know, the one you plug in. But I don't trust that either, because every time I want to unplug it, that wire is so warm, you know. And sometimes I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I just use that heater for a couple of hours in the garage and get things going. Roger.
Yep, yeah, if that cord's getting warm, that tells me it's pulling a lot of power, you know, probably a little more than that cord's rated for, or possibly plugging into a, it wants a little more than the 15 or 20 amps or whatever that the circuit gives.
Yeah, see, I plug it straight to the outlet, not no extension or nothing. They say extension, that's what it makes the fire and all that. But if you get it straight to the outlet, and that's what I did, and it comes out very hot wire. And this is WIUG 488.
That's interesting. Yeah, theoretically you can use an extension cord, but the problem is you got to use one of the heavy duty ones. You know, you got to get at least a. Got to get at least a 12.3 or something like that, where it's basically Romex with, you know, heavy-duty Romex or something like that with plugs on the end. I got one of those, and it was not cheap when I bought it, and I haven't used it too much. That's why I decided to go with the gas heat for the garage. Now, I do have to plug it in, but it's not for the heat. It's for the blower fan, because I got one of those propane heaters where it's got a blower fan accessory you can get, and it's not that expensive, so I just got that. And so it blows, you know, it's like a heat exchange. It doesn't blow it lets the gas, the burnt gas and the carbon monoxide stuff, like, just float up and then out the nearest open window. But it also does a heat exchange, so the blower fan actually blows the heat into the room, and so it helps a little bit, but, you know, it made it a little less, I didn't have to get it refilled as often.
You're right about that. I was thinking, you know, putting log heater in there. One of the small ones, put a couple of logs there. But it's not, you know, it's too dangerous. Every time I put on, there's gas here, there's gas there. You know, there's oil here, there's oil. Every time I look around, there's all these things around, and I'm afraid, you know, something lets up.
Yeah, you got even the slightest doubt that, you know, something's a little too dangerous to have around, you know, then obviously you don't want to do that. Now with me, I don't keep gas in the garage because my mower is actually electric. I bought I'd say like 7 years ago, I bought an electric mower because I just got sick of buying gas. And I sent the two batteries that came with, they're still good enough I can do the lawn. I can get into the backyard on one and finish up on the other. So, you know, I don't have to keep anything that is flammable is kept in a cabinet away from where the heat, like in the exact opposite side of the room where the heater would be, like the heater I set up by the garage door, and then it just, you know, blows into the rest of the room. So there's really, you know, for my case, it's fine, but if you've got a gas blower, gas, you know, appliance, you know, lawn appliances like leaf blowers, stuff like that, and you got to keep that somewhere, and then you don't have anywhere better to keep it, yeah, best to not have anywhere near that heat source. This is Whiskey Radio Victor American 982.
I have a lighter and a tank of gas, and it takes about 1 gallon of gas it takes. But every time I put it in, I go out, and it comes right empty. I gotta gas it up again. So I figure, you know, sometime you say, wait a minute, that gas is like $2.59 or $3.49, but now it's gonna go up to $4. So let me fill up a couple of those juggles. You know how it is. And this is WIUG 48.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I went electric back in, I remember now. Yeah, it was mid-2017 when I did it. And it was, gas was getting expensive back then. You know how it goes up and down. Well, back then it was one of the ups. And I was just like, you know what, I know the electric mower costs a bit more. It was, I forget how much I paid, like $400 or something. But it comes with two batteries, and obviously, only two amp hour 80 volt batteries. And that's like, at the time, I could mow the lawn twice on one of them. Then it got to the point where, you know, a few years into it, the battery's losing capacity. I can mow the lawn on one of them, and now to the point where, like, I need to change out the battery when I'm, like, three-quarters of the way through, and I just put it off because the batteries, of course, are not cheap, but, I got my money's worth out of them, and I think of all the gas I didn't have to buy, it was like, you know, and it was worth it, you know, and the mower's still going strong. It's one of those, like, Lowe's deals, the Cobalts or whatever. They're pretty good ones. Not sure if they still sell the same model I got or if they got more advanced ones now, but you know, just if I need to get more batteries, you know, it is what it is, and I can run it for another 7 years.
Yeah, that's for sure. I tell you one thing, I don't know how those work as battery ones. I had a blower works on a battery, and I forgot all about it. Those batteries, they gotta come in the wintertime inside the house, that way you get warm. They can't be out in the cold. And I replaced the battery the first year, and really they weren't cheap at all. They were almost the same price, the whole blower. And I had a weed whacker too with a big battery, and I lost both of them. And that was a little bit over $100 for both of them.
Yeah, that's why I've been putting off replacing these batteries. I haven't even looked at how much they are, but I have a feeling they're going to be a significant chunk of the price I paid for the thing originally. But you know, it's like I have also got a lot of time out of them, and yeah, you're right. They do have to come in over the winter when you're not using them. Although it's not the end of the world if you happen not to. It's just they got to be nice and warm. Like at least your own temperature before you use them again, because otherwise, you know, cold batteries just don't charge as much, so they don't give you as much juice. You also have to remember to keep it charged. So what I do, when I run through one of them, I come back in the garage, throw one on the charger, take the other one, finish up the lawn, and then, and that's it. And then when that first battery's done charging, I pull that off, put the other one in, so it, like, charges up to the point of, like, where it's full again. I put that on top of the first one, so that way I'm taking the other one to mow the lawn the next time I got to do it, and then, you know, rinse and repeat. So I always have two charged up batteries ready to go, and then when it comes to get to the late, like October, November, we start seeing, like, you know, right around lows that are, like, at or below freezing, where I know the garage is going to, you know, I got to, you know, thermometer in the garage, so if it starts getting below 40 on a regular basis, I just, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm done mowing the lawn. These batteries are coming in for the winter, and I take it back out next spring, and you know, that's how the story there.
Yeah, you're right about that. But you know what? That's a little bit, a lot of work, you know. But sometimes you forget that you charge that battery or you didn't charge it. You still put it on charge and says, okay, maybe a little bit low, but I'll leave it till next day. And that goes on and goes on all night. I bought the charger, $53 from Amazon, just to charge that battery for that lawnmower. Lawnmower, and then I have another lawnmower, and I have a generator. And you know what? Both of these batteries died every winter, even if you charge them. You know, but and I called the guy that was a battery place. He said, you have to charge it every month and a half. Now, how can you tell a month and a half? You have to have a calendar to put all that down.
Yeah, I wonder if yours are different battery chemistry. Mine was lithium ion, I think it is. And, yeah, with those, I mean, they hold their charge pretty well. At least mine do. And I've got experience with lithium-based batteries. I got a few lithium iron phosphates that I take one of them when I go do a Parks on the Air activation. I play the radio, AM radio, at a state park or something like that. So I have a pretty good idea of like how to charge these things and how the charges like work. So I almost wonder if yours are like a metal hydride or some other kind of chemistry where it's, you know, like it's like it works, but it requires a little bit more TLC. And that could be because when I bought mine, yeah, it was a little more expensive than the lower end model. So that's probably because they were lithium based batteries, but. Yeah, again, your mileage may vary. Like, no two batteries are created equal. Even if you buy two of the same kind for the same day from the same manufacturer, they're always going to be a little different because that's just how nature works. And this is WRBA 982.
Yeah, sir. That's the thing today. But that's what the guy said. He said you have to charge him every month and a half. And I said, well, do you have a different one? He said, charge it like 3 months or something like that. He said, no, they don't make them that way. They make them every month and a half. You know what? I have expensive, you know, Milwaukee. I have the whole set of Milwaukee. And I cannot keep it in the garage. I keep it in the summertime, you know, like 3-4 months. And after that, I got to bring it all inside.
Yeah, it could be different from the cobalts I have, but that's really just, I have one appliance that uses them. I have one yard, a lawnmower. I don't have a blower or a weed whack or anything else that uses them. It's a single-use thing. I bet you if I did have more of them, I would have probably run across a couple duds by now. That's just how it works. Anyway, I'm going to jump back out for a bit, and maybe I'll be back on a little bit, but it's good talking to you again, Jack. You take it easy. WRBA 92.
Thank you to come in to talk to you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48 clear.
WRVU 954.
The guy I'm looking for, WIUT 48. I saw him now.
Doing good, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing good, just a little bit tired. I was out there working my butt off of cleaning the garage a little bit and weed whack and cut the grass on the backyard. That's why.
Wow, you were just working your butt off today. I was lazy today. I didn't do nothing.
That's good. You didn't do nothing. You relaxed a little bit, which is, that was a good idea to do that today. Especially, you know, it's not a hot day and it's not a cold day and nothing like that. And this is WIUG, 48.
Yep, I did make a couple contacts on the space station and a couple on SO-50, but I just wasn't feeling that great today, man. I was doing the contacts on the SO-50, and I was live on YouTube, and I almost stopped in the middle. I was like, oh, man, I'm thinking to myself, I don't feel good, but then I stuck with it, and I made a couple contacts.
I always think something will happen like that. I really do. You know, sometimes, like you're going somewhere and you don't feel like you're doing life. You don't feel like going anywhere. And you just stay back home. But no, then you have to go. And that's how it is, really. I found that about over 5 years ago like that. And I still have to do what you got to do.
Yep. Yeah, well, it doesn't stop too long for you to feel like crap. That's for sure. So, anything new?
No, not that I know. You know, I got that Magnum mount today. Thank you for letting me know with that Magnum mount. But that Magnum mount is so big, it looks like they can have the... Half the cab takes that Magnum mount.
I thought it was only about, 5 inches round, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, I got a big truck. Maybe I can't realize how big it is, but I know I stuck it in place, and it hasn't moved since.
One thing I like about it is, and that thing is so heavy, you put it, it's not going to go nowhere.
Yeah, I got it, that 2x4 antenna on it, and with the spring, and I haven't had to worry about it coming off at all, so... I think Dave gave me that recommendation when I first got this Comet 2x4 antenna, and it's been doing good ever since.
Yeah, I like it. I really do. I like it from the other one. I like this one better. I don't know why, but I like this one better. I might try it tomorrow, because I just got it today. Try it tomorrow to see if we can get out the same thing on the GMRS.
Yeah, it works good. That antenna is good for GMRS and ham once you get your ticket.
I was reading about that on that antenna when I bought it. It says for GMRS and everything else. That's what it say. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have to put the whole thing? Can you put that like a 4-inch by itself and see what it sounds like too?
If you mean undo them little Allen screws and take parts of the antenna off of there, no, you can't do that. You gotta leave it all put together. It's gotta be like, what is it, 2.5 feet tall or something like that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you, I got the Ellerange too, but I was thinking put it without the top part and see what happened if we can get out with that, like, what is that, 4, 1, 2, 3, well, maybe, I don't know, the short one. Ollie, what do you think?
No, you got to use them all, Jack. It's matched for them frequencies because it has all them parts, that length to the antenna.
Well, yeah, I might do that just like a side-by-side. You got to have everything in that one.
Yeah, so on the side-by-side, I got an antenna that's only about 18 inches tall, or maybe even less. But the coil that's in the base of it lengthens it. So, yeah, with that antenna, it's made, the way it's made, you have to have the whole length of all of it on there.
I tell you, I don't know how he's going to do like 80 mile an hour or 90. Sometimes he go 85. I don't know how he's going to do. I don't think he's going to go anywhere because that's hard. It's very hard magna mount.
Yeah, I can say that I definitely had my truck doing 75 and it didn't go nowhere. I don't think I've been up to 80 yet, so maybe though. But I know 75, and it didn't go nowhere.
Well, I'll try it anyhow. And so how is that side-by-side? Is it running good now? You got it going?
Yeah, I haven't driven it in a couple of days, but or about a week or two, but it was running good when I rode it last, so knock on wood, I think it's good now.
Tell you one thing, if that were me, every time I go up there, run it for like an hour, go around and like an hour and come back, every time I go up that way, I like that, you know. Roger.
Yep, that's why I live up there. It's nice. You can just get in your truck, go for a ride, and not have a bunch of traffic, and see animals, and have fun. But I'm almost at my first destination here. I'm going to have to let you go for a little bit, but it's good to talk to you. I'll be back probably in a little bit. WRVU 954.
Captain Dan, good to hear you back here. You take care and you have a good evening. WIEG 88.
WSWD 200. WSWD 200.
Go ahead, that station 200. Go ahead.
I'm just overhearing you got conversation. I've got 245 watts of the rollers. Trying to kind of give it 10 of 4.
Well, you fade it out. I don't know what's your reason. Maybe you're inside the building or outside the building, but you fade it out. And this is WIUG 48. Get that. You want to come back? Oh, nothing. I didn't get that either. I don't know. You're fading out. You must be moving around or something like that. Oh, you're probably on a walkie-talkie, correct?
H-T-5-1.
What's the name of that radio you got? Or the antenna?
Yes, sir. I have Motorola and Motorola MD soft police surveillance. Figure out what kind of antenna I have this vehicle.
You're on that Motorola. Held your handheld straight up in the air. It might help out a lot. Roger.
Copy. I'm on an HT right now. But the Motorola's in the truck. And I don't have antennas for them. Just trying to figure out what kind of antennas they use for them.
Which one? The Motorola or the handheld?
Basically the 45 watt base station.
Okay, I don't know, I have I'm on the DV20G and the truck too. But I can give you the magnet mount and the antenna for that 45 watt if you like.
So wait, here for the one that I have is an FF 25 Motorola. And the other one can let you more on. You moron. One Motorola is the radio. The MS.
The station 200. You still out that way?
That's right. He's scavenging, you moron. Whoever's transmitting, moron, is talking to TV. Hold it.
Station 200. Anyhow, let me back out of here for a little bit. I'll talk to you some other time. WIEG3D.
WDW200. WFCW200. WFDR W200.
Station 847. A station out there in 847. This is WIUG 38. Copy. Alright, one more time. A station out there in 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Station 218. Station out there 218. WIUG 48. Copy. Out there 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
Is anyone listening to a Manhattan Heights police scanner? Whiskey Sierra Apple Hotel 692.